Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, Timothy High. Shouts out to everybody for listening and tuning in my show today. I appreciate you so much for listening in and tuning in today. You know I love you. You know I support you as you support me back here on the show. Shouts out to you. Nevertheless, to all my listeners who do tune in each and every time that you do, I appreciate you. Nevertheless, we got to keep it rolling over here at Timothy High Show. You know how we get down over here. You know I don't do much talking. I just keep playing the music, behind, you know. I uploaded some new music today that I'm going to get to, you know, briefly. But nevertheless, you know, I got to kick things off with my girl Whitney. Of course, you know, that's one of my favorite artists of all time. Nevertheless, you know, she got a song called Million Dollar Bill. It's a banger right now. It's up, running on the Billboard charts right now. So you got to listen to that and tune in. So I'm opening up the chat room, so you guys can hit me up in the chat room if you guys want to call me. It's whatever the day is, whatever. This is Soul Sunday. It's with your boy, Timothy Hodge. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in. Nevertheless, my chat room is open, so please feel free to hit me up there. You know, I'm a little late, nevertheless. I'm a little behind schedule, but I'm here. Now that's going to get things rolling and popping. Here is Miss Whitney. Once I get my switchboard up, here's Miss Whitney Houston with Million Dollar Bill, and I'm going to kick things off with her.
Oh, yeah.
shout out to Whitney Houston for that track entitled Million Dollar Bill. Now, that's not going to play this track with Boss, who's hotter than me, because you're going to let some people know over here, you know what I mean? That Timothy Hodges is very hot, you know, he keeps his job done over here, so never shout out to all the homies who are listening in. You know, on the lines, I love you guys for listening, you know, for your support. Shout out to you. His prize, who's hotter than me? Back on. I don't think they're back on yet, but if you know them personally, if you're a fan, just contact 106 and Park and get them back on. This is a great, great time for young men right here. And every time I call for them, they always come. They always answer my phone calls. Much love to them. Here's my logic. Trickin' if you got it. Trickin' if you got it.
Roll smooth with a bang.
Yeah.
Lie.
What a deal, shawty. You know it ain't trickin' if you got it.
Trickin' if you got it. What you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
trickin' if you got it. Trickin' if you got it. Trickin' if you got it. What you asking?
I'm on pilot, I'm walking through the profit. And everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm getting in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might know a couple dollars here, plenty if you smile. And you drizzle on your pilot, but I really ain't beside it. Just feel it though, I got it, cause it really ain't an object. Just open out your body while you body. Like, don't stop it, let me go back in my wallet.
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know that I'm
trickin' if you got it. Trickin' if you got it. Trickin' if you got it. What you asking? Trickin' if you got it. Trickin' if you got it. Trickin' if you got it. What you asking?
Debonair. The way her body moves, I can't help but stop and stare. Pull the sack out of my pocket and say, can I touch you there? Without no outerwear, I think that I possess a pair. Slide them on in the morning, I love how you're performing. The more I made it rain, her body on storm. From the center, body quivers, I deliver. Left a picture with a clip, I am something to remember.
Shorty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know what I mean.
Trickin' if you got it. Trickin' if you got it. Trickin' if you got it. What you asking? Trickin' if you got it. Trickin' if you got it. Trickin'.
Nubian?
Yes.
You know, I had to give you the round of applause for you. Something that's what I was trying to do. My switchboard was acting up a little bit. So that's what
I appreciate that, man. What's going on? Blog Talk family, Timothy Hodge.
That's right. We got the multi-talented Miss Nubian, you know. You know, Miss Nubian, so many people want the position that you have. They want to come co-host with me. Oh, I think, you know, I can ask the better question. I say, nope, if I have a wonderful co-host that I, you know, if I call her, she'll come co-host with me anytime. So, nevertheless, you know, people, oh, let me co-host when you got this person. No, Miss Nubian is the co-host when I have good guests on. She's going to be the one to co-host with me and ask the question.
Awesome.
And this is a crazy thing, you know. Somebody called into the show and they said, "You guys do not ask the questions that we want to hear." And you know what I told her? I said, "You cannot speak for everybody." Who do you mean we? And I said, "When you start speaking French, we."
We.
You cannot speak for everybody. That's a question that you want to hear. I ask the question that I think is appropriate, and you ask the question that you think are appropriate to ask the individual instead of asking questions about, you know, different. How big is this part of the body, or, you know, I don't got to go into details about that, but you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yes, for regular, you know, I don't have time for that, you know, so if you guys would not, you guys would stop calling into the show and asking inappropriate questions to my guests, and, you know, I will have you guys, you know, and I won't have to PB core show so much.
Yeah, that's sad, you know, because you would want to open up the guests, your special guests, to the listeners so that they can ask questions, but you have, as you say, you have people that do not know what type of questions to ask. I mean, let's just be real about it. These are real humans. They're just superstars, and nobody wants to, you know, feel uncomfortable. So
right.
How big is the body part? Oh, my goodness.
I didn't want to go do something. What I was actually talking about, you know, cause this, this is not that kind of show. You know what I mean? This is not
exactly
that kind of show. I try to keep the professionals. I know you can have. I don't know who listens to the show. You know, young. You know, so you know, I try not to, you know, give too much stuff in it. But you know, nevertheless, again, as we talked about, you know, over the phone, you know, the situation that happened last night. You know what I mean? It was truly a mess, Miss Nubian. Let me tell you.
Wow.
It was truly a mess, and you know, I'm not gonna start bringing that back up right now. It's us. Water under the bridge. This water under the bridge.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I played a song. I played before you came on. I played Plies. You know, he has a song out, "Who's Hotter Than Me." And that just you know told so many people different things. You know what I mean? So who's hotter than me? That's, you know, I love Plies. I can't wait to have Plies, you know, on the show. You know, over here. You know, when he comes back out. And Miss Newby, Little Boozy. His publicist told me that he's getting ready to get sentenced.
Little who?
Little Boozy.
Bootsy?
Yeah, Boozy, Bootsy.
Yeah, Little Bootsy, he's getting ready to get sentenced? What do you do?
He got caught with marijuana.
Oh, stop. Quit.
Now, this is crazy. I think he's supposed to be going on for like 2 years. When did he get 2 years for possession of marijuana?
He must have possession of marijuana with intent to distribute a large quantity, or
but
he probably had something else. Come on now, weed? Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, he could have said, you know, he could have got, you know, said, oh, I took it for medical purposes, you know.
Yeah, you can say that all day long, but if you can't produce the documentation, you know, for that, I mean, the judge is going to look at you and either or say, this is what you, how much you're getting, or let's smoke one together, so...
And you know, another thing is this, it depends on where he got caught with it. Because, you know, I know down in the South, they try to hang you when you get in any kind of trouble. They try to put you under, you know what I mean? To where if you get caught, you know, in certain other states, like up here, you know, they're not as, you know, as tough, you know what I mean? So you're caught with weed, even an ounce, you know what I mean? You probably get probation or something like that in that nature, you know what I mean? They're not as strict. I mean, hey, Whitney Houston got caught with it, and well, she didn't get any time.
Yeah, a lot of people always say it's who you know and how much money you got that actually exempt a lot of people from spending the set amount of time for, you know, crimes committed. As far as Little Boosie is concerned, I really don't understand, you know, celebrities when they have so much. And then they put themselves in jeopardy of being missing from their fans, because if he is about to be sentenced, the time that he's going to spend in jail, that will be time you can spend working on a new album.
Exactly.
So it's ludicrous. And you got caught with weed. I would have felt better if he got caught with some crack cocaine, but weed.
Hey. I mean, what is the difference, though? I mean, like, what is the difference?
I don't know. I never used either or. My whole thing is that there are 9-year-olds out here that are smarter than that
right,
knows how not to get caught with weed. Weed, of course, people always say it grows from
the
earth or whatnot, you know, so they feel like, hey, we can smoke it. I mean, we got trees that look just like a marijuana plant, as opposed to the crack cocaine. Everybody know that is an illegal, you know, drug, which is, you know, grown from the cocoa plant, if I'm not mistaken. I had to study, actually, cocaine in my drug class that I took. And, of course, it's illegal. Cocaine itself is illegal when you start mixing it with different components, such as the baking soda and put some inside of it. That's what makes people go crazy. Of course, it becomes hard crack. So I would feel better if someone get caught with crack cocaine. Weed? Are you serious?
I would have thought that you get more time if you caught with, you know, crack or cocaine or.
Oh yes, you do. You do. Weed? I don't know. Just listening at one of the songs that actually Bootsy has out. He talks about, you know, the cops coming into his home and busting him and not finding the thing, you know, and that he was going to sue the cops, sue that city that actually came in his home and I guess ramshacked his home and didn't find the thing. So I don't know. I just hope it's not true. Goodness. I mean, like I said, that's
about,
time.
Yeah, I have read about it, you know, but I didn't even know it. I mean, and, you know, hey, I mean, when Dionne Warwick quote with, hey, she said she had cataracts, you know, and they let her go, you know, so maybe that.
Well, she's old. I mean, shoot. I mean, she, that can fly. We're talking about little Boosie, what, he's 20-something years old? Come on.
Yeah, and that's what it tells us. Is they sometimes they make themselves targets, you know what I mean? They make themselves targets. I'm not pretty person. I'm not with all that jewelry and with all that bling bling and all. I'm not with all of that stuff. You know, I don't need to draw no more attention than what's already been drawn to me.
You know what? Sometimes you get those that have never even had the chance to smell that lifestyle, never had the chance to just tap that lifestyle on the shoulder. So once they become in that lifestyle, it's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to make it do what it do, what they say. But me, I'm the same way. I'm not into all of that, you know. Put a million in my hand, and I'm going to show you exactly what I'm going to do with it. And I will not trust. I will not be smoking weed, crack, cocaine either. But it's so easy to get slipped into that lifestyle, Timothy, when you're in that spotlight like that, because so much drives you to even do that.
It is. The pressure and the hard work. It's there. Once you get in the industry to that certain level, it's there. Like, people in it, I work at record label, it's offered to you. So, you know what I mean? It's there. Like, it, you know, and if we're talking the pure stuff. We're not talking about some people on the block and get that pure stuff. You get the pure stuff, like, right from the plant, you know what I mean, right there. But, you know, it's crazy. It really, really is. And, you know, regarding the football player, Plaskos, what's his name?
The one that shot himself or something?
Yeah, I think, you know, and you get further time for shooting yourself.
Well, I think it all depends on the state laws. I mean, there must be a serious gun law in that state because, you shoot yourself, doesn't it supposed to be my bag? Go to the hospital, get it taken care of, and that's it. But now,
right, you
go to jail.
I mean, I'm going to get locked up for shooting myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, come on. I would have thought they would have sent them to, you know, some type of psychiatric, you know, our institution or something like that. You know, well, why the hell are you shooting yourself? Something's wrong with you. Not to send them to a security prison. Are you sitting there? You got to spend time in there?
You get less time for shooting somebody else. He could have came out better than shooting somebody else in the leg.
Thank you.
It's sad, but
they tried to drown him. I mean, I would have been off to kill him for shooting myself. So what? Let me shoot myself. And I'm not hurting anybody by hurting me. You don't punish me for shooting myself. You're my mother, that father.
I know. Who testified? He did? Against himself.
And this is another, he had a big time lawyer, and then still, I'm like, are you serious? He should have been getting a big fine and some probation, community service, not in jail. And you know, his son has to be without a father. It is truly, truly sad.
That just sends a public announcement out. Hey, don't shoot yourself. If you are, you better go ahead on and take care of that. Go to your own doctor or whatever. See, that's my thing. I'm like, he's a freaking football player. You don't have a doctor, a private doctor you can go to, tell him to pull that bullet out?
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. And you know, that's another thing. He had people that had, was covering up for him. And at the end, you know, then they end up telling, whatever the case may be, that's nothing. You got to be careful. It's always to these people. When you're in a business like this, whether entertainment, period, make sure people around you are for you and with you on your support system, because you don't want nobody who's going to tell me at the end of the day they wasn't down with you from the door. Don't have those people around, because let me tell you something. As I always say this right now, you don't have friends now, but trust me, when you get money, you're going to see people that you ain't seen in years. You're going to have so many people that want to be your friend that you never even met before. They're going to seem the nicest people to you. But at the end of the day, they all have the one thing. That's your money.
So, you know, some people say, oh, I don't got friends. I don't know nobody. If I say get some money, they'll be right behind you. You will see people that you ain't seen. Where you been at? Oh, are you? Trust me, they will come out of the woodworks for you. And it's sad. It's sad. It's so sad. You see how, who was it, Shaquille O'Neal as an example. His birth father never did anything for him. As soon as he got that, his son Shaquille started making big millions of dollars. His father went everywhere. I mean, he was on Ricky Lake. He was on the Today Show, Good Morning America. he had his great grandmother going, I want to see you so I can maul your head. And, come on, call, man. Call him. I want to see you. I ain't seen you in so long. Why are you okay? Why you didn't try to get at him when he didn't have any money? Now you wanna call? And he did, and when he did his music video, he stated, you know, I don't care about you going, I don't care what show you go on, whatever. I'm not reaching out to you. I'm not calling. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So.
That's another public announcement to parents with kids that are just unbelievably and blessedly talented, okay? You want to get involved. Now is the time to get involved. So maybe you can try to clean up some of those years of being absent. It goes for the mothers and the fathers, too. I mean, because it's just a sad thing when you come around when it's like, oh, now I can finally, you know, play father or mother to this child or whatnot. And I'm proud to say that my youngest son, He's unbelievably talented in every sport, and his situation is sort of like that. I mean, he does talk to his dad every now and then, and his dad will try to come to, you know, as many games as he want to come to, not that he can. So we were having a conversation, you know, because right now he's a sophomore in high school, and he have a lot of colleges looking at him, and I'm like, so what if you sign a deal or whatever. What daddy gonna get? 25 cents. So, you know,
wow.
Yeah. And my thing is, as a mom, I never badmouth dad because that's not my dad. That's his dad. And my thing is that's an example right there. He feels that, hey, that's all he's worth him giving, and that's sad. That is really sad. So. I mean, not just for those purposes, because the child is unbelievably blessed. You know, you want to stay in that child's life even though they can't even play football, baseball, basketball, soccer, whatever it is, have you. You know, you just want to try to, you know, stay involved. So you won't have to look like Shaquille O'Neal dad running around on every show. Of course Shaq was going to see that. Did Shaq care? No.
And I mean, of course, they're gonna get a hold of him, but it's up to him to reach back out, you know, which I thought, you know, think that he didn't do, you know. But hey, and again, stay with your kids, stay involved in their life, because you don't just. And I'm gonna say this: a lot of people also need to understand this. Money does not. If you're going through problems, whatever, money does not help. It's not gonna help. That money is not gonna help. Money does not. Bring happiness. I'm going to say it does not. It's not going to make you happy because you're still going to have problems that you have.
Exactly.
And then it's not going to bring, I'm telling you, I don't care if you are the richest person in the world, it's still going to be there. It's still going to be there. Only by materialistic things, it cannot help you. I'm telling you. Some people need to realize, oh, if I have this, it does not. I'm telling you right now, it does not.
Mm.
I guess you remember that when he was coming on all these shows. I saw him on this, I saw him on that. And I'm like, his father. I'm like, why did he get in touch with his son all this time? Also, it's about the money.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
You didn't love me from the door. So that, I mean, obviously Shaquille O'Neal knows, you know, it's only about the money. He only wants some money from me. Love your son for him. Don't worry about that money or whatever. I mean, and, you know, he's in another thing. He's getting publicity from being on all these shows.
Yeah, you know, he's probably charging a fee or whatnot. Just look at this right here for a minute. Isn't it just sad to know? Let's just say, like, Shaq dad maybe needed $20, and you can't even pick the phone up and call your son who has millions of those, you know, because you were not that figure in his life when – when he was coming up. You didn't provide those components that a child truly needs to be successful in life. I mean, the protection, you know, you got to provide the protection. You got to, you know, provide the food, clothing, and the shelter. And you can't even, you know, give that child that, and you need something, and you can't even pick the phone up. Your bill's about, they about to repossess your car. Your son got like 10 of them. You can't even pick the phone up and ask him, could he please help you out, you know, on some bills, because you were not that figure. Kids like to reward their parents. I know this because I'm a parent. You know, all that I do for my children, they love to give back to me, which I don't take it. I'm like, no, because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do since I made the choice to bring you here in this world. So I have to take care of you. So I'm pretty sure if, you know, considering Shaq being a father, if his dad was active in his life, of course he would probably help him. He would be more than happy to help him, but you're not. No, I'm sorry. You're missing out. So it's just so bad.
This is another thing that I always mention. Is that even if you, okay, if you are a father or a mother, and if you don't have, if the other parent, whether it's the father taking care of it, whether it's the mother, if you don't have a financial situation, you're in a bad financial situation, at least spend time with the kids. So
right.
At least when they do get older, they can say, well, my dad didn't have money, but he did spend time with me. He spent care. He spent time. And that matters a lot. That matters a lot. He didn't have money, but he was there for me. The time he was there, and that matters a lot. You know what I mean? So that's another thing. Miss Newby, you got a particular song you want to hear, or?
You were doing really good. I heard that. Plies, who had it in me, Lord Mercy.
Yeah, I kicked the show off with Whitney, with the $1 million bill. I love that song. I remember when I went to Lee Chong's album release listening party, they played that at his album release party, and I was like, "Who's song is this?" And I said, "Oh, that's Whitney." And I love it. I love that track.
Never heard it. What's the name of it?
$1 million Bill. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is Whitney Houston again with $1 million Bill. It's one of my favorite songs, and I know once Miss Nubian hears it, she's gonna like it too. Here's $1 million Bill. Much. You got anything else special that you want to hear?
No.
I Jesus, no. Oh, my goodness. Let me play this track from this artist. He's on his way back. He's going to be back on the show. Actually, maybe next week sometime, this coming week, he's going to be back on the show. His trademark is Houston.
Now, girl, don't tell me twice. Knew it when I looked in your eyes. It was going to be you and I. They brought you into my life. And so come into my world.
Marcus Houston.
Hello?
Yes.
Miss Nubian?
Yes.
Let me go ahead and jump into one of your all-time favorite tracks.
You satisfy me. You satisfy me.
So what else is going on that we need to know about?
How is Whitney sales doing? Do you know?
I haven't checked daily. I know the first week sales were good. It was 305,000 or something. That was first week. I don't remember actually. You know, after that, I know she was number one for that whole week. You know, she had the number one album in the country. I don't know where it is right now. I'm pretty sure it's still on top. You know.
So I want to tell your listeners to check me out Wednesday night. It is Miss Nubian's birthday, so Timothy Hodge is going to be there. So everybody is going to be checking in. So y'all definitely make sure y'all tune in on Blog Talk Wednesday night at 10 p.m., Miss Nubian 35. Help me celebrate my birthday. I'm looking for someone to call in and sing happy birthday to me. Really nice.
Wow.
No raspy voice.
That would be really, really nice to say happy birthday to Miss Nubian.
Yeah, so Timothy will be singing.
Oh.
I will be 21. And Timothy will be singing on the show, people.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wait and see if that happens or not. I only have to wait till Wednesday to see if that's going to happen. So, Miss Nubian, is there another track on me to play?
So, you got that Doro ice cream paint job?
No.
You had him on your show, like, some months ago.
But when I did have him on my show, that wasn't out yet. So I just had like to walk that walk. I didn't put the ice cream up there yet. And I know I sent it to you. I didn't even put it up here on my switchboard yet.
I don't want to walk that walk. But I saw the Bobby Brown Behind the Music the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting. He's actually remarried now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think he married his publicist. And her name is Alicia, and she's pregnant. I think they actually had, they've already had the baby. Baby name was a little boy. Name is Cassius.
Like he needs any more children.
Mm-hmm. Like you need to name that child, collect cash. You know, come on, people. Let's give these kids a name that's gonna stand out. I don't know whether he watched a lot of boxing in his younger years. I wouldn't be surprised if the baby's middle name wasn't Clay. Come on now,
crazy.
Something that's gonna stand out instead of something they're gonna get picked at, Cassius. But anyway, to each his own. Though, congrats to Bobby Brown. Him and his children. Congrats to Whitney Houston for making a big comeback. And, you know, I heard that I Look to You was written by R. Kelly like a little over 10 years ago or almost 10 years ago. So that is definitely a blessing in the making. R. Kelly is got a big buzz going on. He will actually be in Augusta, Georgia on October 25th. Performing one night only at the James Brown Arena. So they got a lot of advertisement going on here on the radio.
Wow. Shout out to R. Kelly. Why don't we go ahead and play R. Kelly track, the latest one, him featuring Carrie Hilson, This Is Number One. I don't know how it goes.
Wow.
Let me play that for a second.
A lot of these cats out here be faking when it comes to making love. But you and me, baby, this is real. And that's right.
Fucked up number one.
That we're having here, girl.
Fucked up number one.
That we're having here, girl.
What's that about? Somebody. Can't nobody do it like us. Can't nobody mix. food like us. All over the living room, hitting it like us. In the middle of the night, wake up the building like us. And it's okay if you wanna brag. The sex so good, gon' pat yourself on the back. And them haters, they gon' hate. We just gon' keep blowing up the girl. They gon' hate anyway. You are now rocking with the best, 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 best. I'll make you forget about the rest, 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 rest. Having sex with you, it's like making hits. But we got egos, they can't tell us that we ain't the shit, no. I'm in your mix like a number one record. And the beat goes on and on. And it don't stop, you keep going from the night off.
When you're breaking it down, it's like a chop shop. Yeah, cut it like some blades on a caddy. That's how you're working me, daddy. Every time you put that on, you are now rocking with the best, 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 best. I'll make you forget about your ass. It's one race where you don't wanna come first. I know what I'm doing, ain't no need to rehearse. Yeah, yeah. A lot of dudes just be going nowhere fast. Instead of cruising like you wanted to last. How you made me a chocoholic. And right now my body's calling. I gotta know how you got the know-how. Baby, you're the chance for all to go down. If your dick was a gun, you were stone cold. I don't wanna be dead when I bang back. Baby, look up, just my daddy making you mad. That we're having here, girl. Ooh,
shout out to R. Kelly. Miss Lee, what do you think about that track?
I didn't know that was Carrie in that track with him. I mean, I like it. Ara is getting out there. Ara is doing good.
I just got really drained. Like, I don't even have any vision to do any more of this show. I just got really lounged, like, sludged. And I didn't even eat yet, and I haven't eaten today at all, and I need to eat something. Probably I'll come off the air, I'll eat something.
I had a nice and a ham. I had a nice ham and cheese sandwich. Yeah.
A pork. A pork, Miss Nubian.
Huh?
A pork is no good.
Whatever. Yeah. But I gotta pull off and help my son study for a test tomorrow that he actually missed on Friday because he got hurt in the game on Thursday. So we were at the doctor's all day on Friday, so he's gonna do this test. But y'all definitely check it out. Wednesday Timothy's gonna be on my show. So you want more of him, and he's going to have people on himself. But, yeah, check me out on Wednesday.
All right, thank you so much for holding it down with me today, Miss Lee. I appreciate you so much, and, you know, I'll be in touch with you.
Of course. I got your numbers. Y'all have a good night. Bye, Timothy.
All right, Miss Vivian.
Girl, I'd give it a try. One night of touching, one night. Oh, you got a man. Well, you need a richer one. Meet me up, Mo?
What up?
You know it's your girl, KC.
Oh, hey.
I've been thinking about this guy. I really feel a lot, and
yeah.
Everything that he's been through, I just want him to trust me.
He should.
I'll never hurt him, but...
But what?
You know,
love. If he loves you, he needs to show you that he loves you.
I just feel like...
Let me be the one who can take you from all the things you see. And if you trust in me, I can be that for anything you need.
Anything you need.
Give it all to me, baby. Don't you run from me, baby. I'll give you every little piece of me. No, I won't leave out a thing. Cause
I know you've seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. But I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I know you've seen a lot
of things. I know you've seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. But I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I'm down for you, baby.
No,
let me show you love can be easy. You just let it be.
Let it be.
Nothing is promised, but I believe it. You give me everything.
Trust.
And I give you everything that I got. And I won't stop till you get it right. All the trust.
I love you guys for listening and tuning in today. I'm getting ready to roll up out of here. So nevertheless, love you guys. The episode show, I'm going to leave you with Omarion. Peace.
Damn. I really messed up this time. But I'm going to make it up to you.
Seemed just like the other day when you were my woman. Shopping malls and holidays, couldn't tell her nothing. Now you're going away and I'm still trying to deny it. But I'm dying from this pain and I just can't hide it.
If I go,
I just can't get over you.
Go,
it feels like I caught the flu.
Cause sick from all these lies and these games. Sick from being the reason we turned up.